framework. Our government has taken long strides in ensuring a well-coordinated and improved asylum mechanism. It gives us pleasure to announce that the Kingdom has finally enacted a new Refugee Act, number 15 of 2017, which we will commence on the 1st of November 2018. The Act enshrines provisions of the 1951 Convention, its protocol, and the 1961 OAU Convention. The new Act will accord to refugees all the rights enshrined in the conventions as we ratified all these international instruments without reservations. Having the Act commence despite financial constraints is a graphic illustration of our commitment to creating an enabling environment for the protection of refugees' rights and freedoms. The government, with support from UNHCR, will be establishing a completely new asylum regime. To that end, we have had to create the post of status determination officers, establish the National Refugees Advisory Committee and National Refugees Appeal Board. Our government envisaged that the committee and the board will, amongst other duties, provide durable and sustainable solutions to refugees' problems. The process of drafting regulations to that act is almost complete. As we firmly support the implementation of the New York Declaration, which calls us to use an all-inclusive approach in addressing refugees' issues, in January 2018, we signed a tripartite agreement with two implementing partners, one whom we have always had to deal with protection issues and the other to deal with livelihood issues. We are advocating returning dignity to refugees by making them self-reliant. We are currently grappling with long stays in our Malinza reception center, some of whom have been there for over 20 years. The second implementing partner is currently undertaking a profiling exercise for refugees in order to determine and harness the skills they have to enable them to sustain themselves. This exercise will assist in identifying the most vulnerable within the population who cannot be expected to fend for themselves. These include the elderly, physically challenged, and unaccompanied minors. Madam Chair, as alluded by the Africa Group, we are equally concerned by the scaling down of support to some host countries, and this is viewed as a threat to the refugee protection regime. We further call for more concrete efforts to ending root causes of conflict which lead to an increase to refugee crisis. The country wishes to express its sincere gratitude to the governments of Sweden and Finland, who respectively accepted the resettlements of two families on medical grounds. We commend the spirit of burden sharing. We also wish to express our profound gratitude to UNHCR and IOM for assisting with the technical assistance during this resettlement. The Kingdom is also committed to ending statelessness, as demonstrated by ratifying three international instruments related to statelessness. The Kingdom is doing its best to achieve the objectives envisaged in the Global Action Plan to end statelessness by 2024, and has appointed a national focal person. As I conclude, Madam Chair, the Kingdom of Eswatini reiterates its commitment to creating an enabling environment for refugees to enjoy all their rights, including socio-economic inclusiveness, by improving our regime's livelihood strategy. The Kingdom has in the past implemented durable solutions such as local integration by granting nationality to refugees, and some have acquired land on Swazi nation land. Madam Chair, I thank you.